Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The left fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting third. The second baseman, Wayne Cozzi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Macek. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dick Trusiewski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Macek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup takes first base on ball four. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Freehan and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trusiewski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is hit by the pitch. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Tommy Macek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macek hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Trusewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trusewski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trusewski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Northrup is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-1 in the game. Frien is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Horton is hit by the pitch. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-1 in the game. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradford. The throw from Frien and he is safe. Bradford steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. Bradford moves to third. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bradford scores. Ward moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Trusewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Trusewski hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenworthy strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Peters pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. There goes Berry. The throw from Freeman to Machick, and Berry is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Bill Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 0 for 2 in the game. Freeman is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cash is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Machick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Machick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Machick is 0 for 2 in the game. Machick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Trusewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trzaskowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Trzaskowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Fred Lasher now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-3 in the game. Frien hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cash hits a pop-up towards third. Kenworthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Euler now playing shortstop. Wayne Kummer now playing left field. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lasher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Wayne Kummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kummer strikes out. One out. Dick Trusewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusewski is 0 for 3 in the game. Trusewski hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lasher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Kummer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.